How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yes.
All right. Everyone is excited about Christmas this week?
Yeah.
Only two more days?
Yeah.
Right?
Good.
I'm excited. I know that. I have one more special lesson to teach you guys before we celebrate Christmas this week, okay? So I brought some more things in my bag here to show you. All right, let's see here. I have all the things I need. Oh, okay. Who knows what all of these tools are for? Yeah? Let's see. Yeah, for baking and cooking, right? Are you guys excited about eating some delicious food this week? For Christmas? Me too. You guys might see your moms and dads hard at work this week making some delicious treats and preparing Christmas dinner, right? You might see some of these tools out in the kitchen. Raise your hand and tell me your favorite food to eat at Christmas time. What is your favorite thing to eat at Christmas time?
Gingerbread.
Ooh, gingerbread. So good. Do you build the house and then eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Lisa. Gingerbread too? Yeah. Who else has a favorite holiday treat that they love to eat? Let's see.
Hot cocoa.
Ooh, hot cocoa. That's a good one. Yeah. Candy. Ooh, yeah. You guys love the sweets. Me too. I love to eat a big Christmas dinner with ham and all of the fixings and all the sides, and then I love to eat some sweets too. It's cookies and cake and pie. Oof, just thinking about it, it's making my belly feel full. How does it feel after we get to eat all of the yummy things that we love to eat at Christmas time? How does it feel when our stomachs are filled with all those delicious foods? Feels pretty good. Unless you eat too much, then you might have a stomach ache. Right? But it's a good feeling, right, to be full of delicious foods. Well, over the last few weeks, guys, we have learned a few different special words that have to do with Advent, right? The first word that we learned was hope, right? Remember when I brought in my packages to open for you? That's right. Yes, and so we learned about the hope we have in Jesus. The next week we learned about
love,
right? And I showed you guys my Christmas list with all the people on it that I love. We learned about how much God loves us, that He sent us Jesus. Last week we learned
joy.
Right, joy. Remember we talked about Christmas lights and the joy of Christmas? Well, this week we are learning about
peace.
Peace. That's the last word that we are learning before Christmas. And I have a Bible verse to read to you about peace. It's from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." So this Bible verse says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Does somebody know what the word peace means? What does peace mean? Can you raise your hand and tell me? That's kind of a hard word to define, right? What does peace mean? Maybe an older kid? Take a stab at it? No? Daniel? That's a tricky word to kind of try to think about. It's actually a very special and a very important word in the Bible. And I'll tell you what I think it means. Peace is kind of like when everything that God wants to do in the world has been done. Then we have peace. It's kind of like when everything is finished, Everything in the world is finished just the way that God wants it. We have peace. All right? And so that's a very special thing, right? What would it feel like to live in a world where everything is the way that God wants it to be? Pretty good, right? Right? What would the world be like if everything was like God wanted it to be? How would people treat each other? Pretty good, right? Yeah? Things would be a little bit different. Yeah. So that's a little bit of what it means when the Bible talks about Jesus being our Prince of Peace. You know what it feels like to have peace? It kind of feels like that feeling of after we've had our big Christmas dinner and our stomachs are full and we are satisfied and happy and we have peace, right? Everything is good and we feel great, right? You know, even Mary, Jesus' mother, said this when the angel came to visit her to tell her that she would have God's son. She said, God has filled the hungry with good things. Yeah, that's the peace that comes in Jesus. So this week, you guys might be asked to come into the kitchen and help mom or dad prepare Christmas dinner. Or make a pie or a treat or something like that. If you guys are able to enjoy a big feast, enjoy some of your favorite treats, as your bellies get full and as you think about, oh, how much you love eating yummy things at Christmas, I want you to remember the peace that we have in Jesus. That God has filled us up with good things in Jesus. Okay? Can you guys think about that and remind your families about that this week as you celebrate Christmas? Great. All right. Well, we are going to pray together and thank God for Jesus once again. And after we pray, before you guys run off to your classes, I have a little treat for you. So come up and pick up your treat after we pray, okay? All right. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for the peace that we have in Jesus. We know that because Jesus was born into the world, that one day our stomachs will be filled, that we will be satisfied, that everything will be the way that it was supposed to be. We thank you, God, that you are just constantly teaching us more and more about how much you love us and about who Jesus is. We pray that you would continue to speak to our hearts this week. Bless us and be with us and our families as we celebrate Christmas this week. And we pray that we would just keep growing in you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Come get your treat and then have fun at class.